Hello, handsome listeners. I want to tell you about a podcast that I know that you're going to love called We Can Do Hard Things.
This show is so fun and addicting and insightful. I feel like it's probably a less ridiculous version of handsome.
Meet Glennon, Abby, and Amanda every Tuesday and Thursday for We Can Do Hard Things. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, listeners. It's your friend Tig Notaro. I wanted to let you know that today, my new stand-up special, Hello Again, premieres on Prime Video. So check that out, tell your friends, and share the good news on social media. Thanks.
Handsome. Chatting with friends on the handsome pod. Chatting with friends on the handsome pod.
Cheers.
Hello, it is your friend Tig Notaro sitting here with my co-hosts.
Fortune Feimster.
And your pal. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, May.
It's my most stressful part of this podcast.
Is saying your name.
Hello? Yes, yeah, I'm May Martin.
And welcome to the Handsome Pod.
Oh, welcome.
Well, before we move on, May, how are you doing?
I'm absolutely fine. I don't know why I couldn't breathe and speak.
Well, you're only, what, 38?
36.
36.
Oh, my God, a baby.
I haven't had time to learn how to speak and breathe at the
I'm
same
25.
Time.
This is crazy.
I
can
rent a car.
42.
I can rent a car for the first time. It's pretty exciting.
Can you not rent a car before 25?
No.
You're
25
kidding.
Is the age.
But that's... That her parents gave.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it really is. That's the rule. 25.
The only reason I want to get my driver's license is to like rent a car and go on road trips and drive my friends. So now I'm like, maybe I wait.
But well, you're old learn... enough.
You're old oh. enough.
You are old enough.
Wait.
I was more concerned that you
God.
Need to learn
wait
how to drive.
Minute.
Wait.
Walk us through how
my
that
thought
happened.
Process there. Okay, I was thinking, I truly thought.
You're well past.
Yeah, I could. Okay, so I could.
Yeah, you can rent a car.
No, Canadians are only, they have to be
37
or above.
I think I thought maybe the gap was like you have to be driving a certain number of years.
Oh,
to,
interesting.
But I also must think of myself as 21.
Maybe
that was
do.
Crazy. That was a really genuine.
That was a reveal.
Is that the age you feel like you are?
I have two age. Like I feel like we've talked about. I feel perpetually like 13 braces, yeah. long mm-hmm. hair, yeah. Monstrous.
That,
and then
that
and
person the, can't drive.
That
a car
person cannot.
The
but they would be blasting
hat.
Third eye blind. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Third eye blind.
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and imagining I was like the male singer. Mm-hmm. I had long hair, braces, acne, and I was like, I am
by choice.
Yeah, I was like, gotta get the whole picture, and I was so obsessed with all these men, and yeah. I would have these fantasies where I would be singing like, I don't want to miss a thing, like a male thing, but I would imagine grown men in the audience watching me with boners, like that they
oh,
were
interesting.
Have I said this before?
You've said something about Third
I feel
Eye
like
Blind
you
before.
Give off the vibe of that.
The boner yeah, part. Yeah, the yeah. boner part's new.
Fortune. Dig. What?
I'm just repeating May.
Well, don't repeat that word.
Do you think if we went on a cross-country driving road trip, like...
Ooh, fun. Put
right?
it on the list.
Put on the list, actually.
Thomas. Put
who,
it on the list.
Who would be in charge of, like, the playlist, and would we all agree on...
We would have to rotate the playlist.
Okay.
I'd be in charge.
I think that's
really?
True.
Yeah, I'd be in charge. But,
You'd be holding the map.
Okay.
Because we can't use GPS. You'd
we
have to.
We can't?
No.
Not even Waze?
No. We'd have to bring a paper map.
Wow.
And you at can't
every
drive.
Passing car. I can't drive because
I'm. What are you doing?
I'm winking at people, high-fiving. I'm doing it all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's yeah. May doing?
I really want to drive.
I'm doing
you're
this.
You're singing some tunes.
You're singing for
we're
sure.
We're both singing.
I know. You're putting our suitcases in the car.
Oh, I can lift the suitcases. Yeah.
So and then strong.
Yeah.
During the drive. I'm kind of
boners over there. You have given everyone a boner, Maddie.
What has yeah. the show turned into?
I'm in the car giving everyone boners.
Now yeah. I'm driving, so does that mean if you're the playlist, are you in the front
seat? Well, nobody's
seat?
Driving. Well, maybe we should bring Thomas.
Thomas, you
Thomas
mama
is
has
driving.
To drive.
Thomas is driving. Thomas, because you're navigating.
I can be in the back seat. I don't mind.
Bossing us around?
Isn't the passenger person the boss?
Yeah, backseat driver
yeah,
seat
yeah.
the boss.
Okay,
but
yeah.
will you be navigating from the back?
I'm worried that I... Well, no, actually, I'm pretty good with directions. So I was thinking, yeah, I will do that. Yeah, sure, I'll navigate from the back.
With a compass, like
a
physical compass.
Compass.
Yeah,
a
yeah,
compass
yeah.
A compass and a map from a gas station.
Yes.
I don't even know it's how to huge. Use a compass.
And whenever we get lost, then we have to pull over to a gas station and ask...
Ooh, and get yeah. snacks.
No, yeah. ask directions.
And get snacks.
Wait, but in the car, I'm just like on my phone texting
Yo,
or something?
We
or?
Need you to be of use to us.
Are I you... could compliment Tig's music choices in a very obsequious way. Just like,
now,
well, I love this one. And where did you first hear this?
Now, are we live streaming any of this or is this for us? May could be in charge
well, we'll
of that.
We'll probably need to turn it into a documentary.
That's
oh,
true,
yeah.
yeah.
Also, you could be flexing your muscles.
I have been...
You've been lifting weights.
I just ruined any like coolness I would have had by the level of excitement in my voice. I'm like,
it happens every
time.
I've
been working out.
I have actually been
lifting heavy.
You're lifting
things.
Weights?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And it's like, you know, the way with your treading water, like,
yeah.
So I
it's
just
my
went,
treading water.
Yeah, sorry, Tiggs.
And then
treading
fortune.
Water. No, it's mine.
It is not.
What if I was like commandeering treading water? No, Tig, this is my thing.
I started it. And by the way, I started it.
Why does that tickle me so much? Be fortunate you're treading water. That's mine.
No,
is.
Actually, it's mine.
Okay. So it's like fortune's treading water
yeah,
thing.
The fortune's
Thank
thing
you.
That she borrowed from
I've been
Tig.
On a break. It's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
But you know how you like go up an increment in your
I
happy.
Do know how I do this.
Yeah, yeah. Tig has no idea about this.
Well, I don't go up in increments. I just do it for an hour straight.
That's
oh,
true.
Really?
I had to work my way up. But Tig, it is Tig's thing. So.
And now you've worked your way out.
I
due to the weather.
I was just going to say I've gone up to a heavier weight, I guess. It's not a
great
story.
Oh, that's where we're getting to?
That's where
yeah,
we're getting to. I've gone
you.
Up.
That's good, man.
I've gone up. Thanks.
Yeah,
it feels
so
good.
You'll lift the luggage.
I'll lift the luggage.
You lift the luggage. Since
and flex.
Since we are sharing good news, I did find out that my heating bill wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be. Doing my thing of treading water.
Oh, okay.
That's
because I have
news.
Solar panels.
You know, get to know you better. It's so funny how you are on to, you like, you know dates and amounts of
yeah.
money. And,
yeah.
You know, you're like, you're very business minded.
You are business. You're
really?
Organized.
Yeah.
You're the, of the three of us. Like
Stephanie really pointed that out to me.
Really?
After our live show. Yeah. She was like, you know, fortune just like, gets up and confidently shakes hands and like, you know.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, well, that's
wait,
Jack's
gets up and
bossing her around.
This is positive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But wait, did I not get up and did we? Were we
wait,
just
did,
sitting there?
I don't know what we were
wait,
doing.
Wait, who was I shaking hands with?
The
people that came
like business
in.
Business.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. The people that were
yeah.
like, hello, handsome pod. We might want to.
Right, right. Because we were all kind of sitting there like, do, do, do. And I was like,
yeah.
It occurred to me. I was like, oh, I should like give a proper hello. Yeah.
Well, we had Biggie backstage. That was really exciting.
That was
he's
an honor.
He's my baby.
I have this nice camera. And you remember I was taking all these pictures
yeah.
of Biggie. And in my mind, they were going to turn out like. These beautiful, like National Geographic portraits.
Yeah.
And they came out and they're just like so much flash. And he's just like, what? Is it like his eyeballs?
I think
are
he's
just...
cuter in person. Like you don't get his magic unless you see him right
yeah.
there up close.
It's also like, I don't like little dogs that feel fragile. And he's
uh-huh.
like a
proper, like you could hug him, like he's just like a,
he's little but hearty,
little legs. He's good.
I like you guys even more now because you appreciate my son.
Who wants to talk about my cats?
Are the cats on our road trip?
It's not Fluff, it was Linus who
Are the cats on our road trip?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Oh yeah. God, are they in a carrier?
No, just Roman free.
Yeah,
okay. In a small sedan.
Oh my god. We're not even in a van?
No, we are in a small sedan.
Oh no. Okay.
We don't have that kind of cash. I'm
trying to think about what size book bag do I bring?
Book bag?
You guys don't carry book bags?
I travel books?
No, like a what do you call it? No,
purse?
Like knapsack? No, backpack?
A backpack. Oh, what did I call it? A book bag?
Yeah, book bag.
Like, whatever. Backpack, book bag.
A book bag's like a satchel, I imagine.
Oh, is it?
I've never heard
that. I thought a book bag was also the same thing as a backpack.
When we're on this road trip, like when I would go with my parents, like we'd have big arguments about navigation and stuff. Like, do you think that's going to happen?
I hope we don't fight.
I don't feel upset with either of you.
Me neither.
But I guess anything could happen.
Remember when May that one time said, I hope that we go past April. Do you remember saying that?
When was that?
The like podcast at one point?
You said that like two weeks
didn't
ago.
Didn't May say that?
Yeah.
Like, well, hopefully we go past April.
Are you serious?
It was something
Fortune
random.
Fortune and I
like
are
that.
Picturing this into our retirement years. And May's like, I hope we make like this cheese, at Easter time.
Like eating cheesecake together.
That's really funny. But then I also said confidently that if I could pause time, I'd like to spend a week with just with you guys.
That's true. You
and
made
you guys
up
were
it.
Like, ah, we're busy.
Yeah, I don't remember us feeling similarly, but
I would want to spend some of that time with you for sure.
Yeah, like
what,
a long
weekend.
Then I'd want to also sleep.
A long weekend.
I'd also want to sleep.
You're
going
to want to sleep over the
week. Catch up on some rest.
I can't. How can I sleep when I could be bonding with my friends?
Okay, be honest.
I
like,
love to sleep.
To go on a road trip.
Yeah.
With awesome. Your four of
with
us.
Your best friends.
With the four of us.
Yeah.
Not your best friends, but the four of us.
Finn and Max thinks that we're your best friends.
Well, they ask. Are Fortune and May your best friends? No, they are my coworkers.
They're the friends I chat with.
Yeah, but
we're your friends though.
Right? Not best friends, but
no,
we're friends.
But I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah, I had to explain to him. Well, no, I don't care about them that deeply. But I like them a lot. And but yeah, if we went on a road trip with Mr. Thomas, in a small sedan, with heavy luggage in the trunk
that May's carrying.
Visceral. I can almost smell the sedan. Yeah.
Yeah. How long
does this last?
Yeah. How long is the trip?
A week?
I could do a. What if we do a. We did a long weekend.
May have. Oh, you want to do a long weekend?
I thought you were going to say longer than a week.
Oh, I don't know.
You wanted to stop time to be with us.
I think it's the driving part that's freaking me out, though. Like,
you don't have to drive.
I know, but still, it's
you
a very.
Be in
a
car.
You just have
space.
To be in the car flexing.
Wait, does anyone get car sick?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Good.
No, I don't think
Jax
I do.
Jax gets car sick, but she's the she. There's no room in the sedan.
No, yeah. We got
our ladies will be home. You know.
Yeah, we got to bring two cats, a dog.
Oh, three
your
cats.
Book bag is
I have three
huge.
Cats. Your book bag is gonna
that's
be a problem.
Taking up a whole.
Book
your book bag
is
like
full
in the
of books.
Book.
Not a single book in there.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to get one of those racks on the top.
Yeah.
For your book bag.
Okay.
And one of the cats.
How about this? Holiday weekend. So it's an extra
Which
day.
Which holiday? Christmas?
Memorial Day.
Let's go for Christmas.
Let's spend Christmas together.
Let's spend Christmas.
Memorial Day or the 4th of July weekend, because my birthday is July 1st. Mm-hmm. We could celebrate all of these things.
So do we ever arrive at a destination or we're just driving?
Sounds like we're just going to like Big Bear and back or something.
Never getting out.
I feel like we're aimlessly driving.
Are we going
I
think
to,
so. Are we going to the Phoenix? Somewhere tropical.
Phoenix or somewhere tropical like
Palm Springs. Palm Springs would be good.
I would do
it's
a week.
2 hours.
Yeah, we want three solid days of driving.
Oh, we have to drive the whole time? We can't at some point end up.
Yeah, I guess
at
we could stay at like
resort?
A motel, roadside motel.
Wait, why does that have to be a motel?
Well, we are on a budget. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Also, I feel like I would eventually get tired of you flexing.
Yeah.
So you can flex at the cars going by.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll just turn my back to you. Or you can put me on the rack on top and I can just pose. Wow.
And we could do a sign of like, if you want to see more of this, follow us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should be promoting the podcast during this road trip.
Right.
Well, Thomas will have a megaphone out the window.
And we have a great plan, guys.
Singing, pretty with good. On the handsome pod.
And we know if Fortune gets annoyed at us, we just compliment Biggie and then it warms.
Or me.
Why would you be annoyed with us?
What's your problem?
Sounds like you guys are pretty entertaining.
That's enough flexing over there, May.
Like that? Is that your... Who was that?
Oh, was that you or Tig?
Yeah, it was me angry.
Is that you angry?
I guess, in this scenario.
Listen here, Jax. Listen here.
You become chill on a road trip.
Yeah.
Well, you suddenly became like a bad guy from Scooby-Doo there.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I would only be ornery if I couldn't start the morning with some sort of espresso situation.
Mm-hmm.
If I, like, once I wake up and I've I do like to shower in the morning. I'm a morning shower person.
Mm. I get like right when you wake up, you take.
Yeah. I get up.
Before coffee?
Yeah, before coffee.
Whoa.
I go straight to the shower. I get off all the night sweats. I don't know if I have.
Oh my God.
And then I go straight for my espresso machine.
Uh-huh.
So as long as I have those two things, I'm in a good mood.
And have you looked at your phone before all this?
I like glance at it a little bit, but I'm not like knee deep in it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're in the shower, you're listening to our podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Do you ever take a bath or is it always a shower?
I love a bath.
Okay.
Not in the mornings though. That's more of a like if I'm on the road.
Yeah.
And I'm by myself and the room has a bathtub. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Get out those bath salts, baby. We're going to have some me time.
What about bubbles?
I love a bubble.
Yeah. Love one a bubble.
One big bubble. In a tub.
Right,
a,
right here.
Bubble.
On my nip.
Oh my God.
The other one's just fully exposed.
The other what?
Nip.
Fortune.
That was a setup.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it'd be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This whole thing has been a setup.
I love a bath. They're great.
Oh, I love.
Some
I
people
love
hate think they're just like sitting in their own dirty water, which is also true. But that's okay.
Yeah,
what's
but
wrong
live
with
a little.
That?
Yeah, what's live wrong a little?
It's like my dirty
bath.
Water.
Yeah.
Stephanie and I take baths together, though.
Oh, tell us more.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
You and Parvati don't?
We tried the other night and we're like instantly too hot and just like not enough room. And it was like kind of sexy for a minute. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to go.
Oh, my gosh. We get in the tub together all the time.
This is the content everybody's been waiting
this
for.
This is great.
Come in a little closer.
Bubbles?
Oh, bubbles, okay. Bath salts.
Yep. Candles?
Yep. Maybe some candles. One time,
ooh, candles.
Did I tell? I think I told you about
Thomas
when we tried
like,
to have.
TMI. No, continue. We're good.
Have I told you my feeling about TMI?
Oh, no.
Well, TMI stands for too much information.
Yeah.
And yet TMI gives barely any information.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Something to
think about. There's a lot of people on the edge of their seats right now.
Yeah. So,
well, that's all. We sit in our filthy water. And
then what?
We towel off.
And then we're still in the bath right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, wait. Are you guys making out in the bath?
No, we sit, we chat with friends on the handsome.
Are you reading books?
No, we chat. We sit and chat and
Do you bring your book bag into the bathroom before you?
Yeah.
I don't have a book bag, I'll be honest with you. I just have a clutch.
A little clutch.
Please, God, get a clutch. But see, y'all are small. You two can fit in a tub easily.
Well, but we still are grown people and our legs are all right. Where there's moments in the bath where we're like, oh, can you move your leg? Well, yeah. Sorry. There's those little moments, but we like to do that before bed. And then I don't know if I mentioned this on this show or not, but my brother collects whiskey.
Oh.
And he sent fancy whiskey. Uh-huh. So we were like, okay, maybe when we take one of our baths, we could have a little whiskey when we are in the tub.
Yeah.
And so we did that. And I took a sip of whiskey. And I was like,
and you were like,
God. That good stuff is so strong.
Really?
It's so strong.
Because it's a high alcohol content.
And from the heat and the.
I heated up and I had to get out of the tub. I jumped out of the tub full of bubbles.
Hardcore. It's like 110% proof or something.
I ran to our bed and I was like, oh, God. Stephanie's still in the tub. What happened?
It's always like, it's so sexy at first, but then when one person has to clamber out of the bath, you can't be sexy doing it. You become this like spider monkey.
It's true. Like when one person gets out first,
yeah,
b-hole. Well, is that better?
I'm sorry,
right in front of your
Do you not know how to not do that?
No,
you can't sidestep out.
I'm lucky to get out of there alive. Sometimes your b-hole is in full view.
Well, who cares? You're married to this person.
I know, but do they want to see?
Yeah, that's what she married you for.
I don't know if that was just that
solely for that.
No, are you? But I would have assumed that you guys were big into baths together. That's surprising that you were like, I'm gonna get out of here.
No, I just hop in the cold shower and towel off, and then start lifting weights.
Isn't that amazing?
We did. I wish I was that guy. We did. We have had a couple, but no, I think in previous relationships I've been more into baths. I had a romantic like Valentine's Day bath with someone who then farted in the bath so loud and
bubbles.
Then laughed so hard, and I was so thrilled, like I was
that's funny.
Crying laughing, and she was so, it was like she turned it into like a jacuzzi, like it was a really significant.
And that's, do you want to name names?
Yeah,
she might appreciate the shout out.
I loves naming names.
I feel
first
like
I'm
scared
name.
Well, she
don't
would stand by this
name.
This was like a recurring problem for me. It was a delight, but
it's a recurring problem for you because I feel like you've had a lot of...
Of tutors.
Yeah,
some
I have actually.
Some people have tutors, may have tutors.
Wait, what?
What was that?
I was trying to make a joke that may has... Some people have suitors, you know?
I got tutors.
But may has tutors.
I liked it.
Thank you allowing me to
do you want to say
it
again? Say it one more time.
Say it one more time, yeah, but really sell it.
Some people have suitors, may has tutors. I was better.
You should close your next special with that.
I'm writing it down.
Okay. You don't need to. You'll never forget that. It's good. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. I dated someone who I won't name who would pour gallons of apple cider vinegar into the bath, and it smelled like vinegar so strongly. And she was like, it's good for like your pH or something. I was like, who told you this?
Drink it.
Gallons. Yeah, well, then she'd be in the bath and she'd gargle the
no!
The apple cider vinegar.
The one that's in the bathtub with her?
Yeah. Drink it. Go, and
oh, no. And y'all broke up like the next day, right?
I would end it there.
It was not.
Get out, you weirdo.
That's wild.
You filthy weirdo.
That is wild.
She flew in to visit me one time and I was
and
like.
And she brought her apple cider vinegar with
her. It's like I gotta order some to be ready for her. Like you know the things you normalize when you're dating someone. You're like,
oh,
and then she has the apple cider, the vinegar.
So you were
bath.
Just like, were y'all both in the tub and she drank it?
I never got in.
Okay.
But she would try to encourage. I got sick once. I got a cold. She was like, you gotta do the vinegar thing.
Did her pH? She smelled fine.
There was this. Yeah, she smelled great, but
Well, she smelled fine.
There was a slight vinegar.
She smelled like vinegar
in the apartment after the bath, but
this is
she smelled great.
I've never heard of someone being in a bath with apple cider vinegar
and drinking,
and they just get a cup and just.
I don't think there was a cup involved.
Just ladle it.
Like, I think it was like hands.
Hands?
This was like when I caught her.
I love that Fortune pictured her with like
a little ladle,
a little spoon.
Yeah. Hands. This is like primitive. I don't.
I've never seen Fortune this much.
Get over this.
Yeah.
And I love that you were like, I got your apple cider vinegar
Wait,
for this.
Primitive? How?
I was really.
I don't even think it's primitive.
Like,
I just think it's.
Like beastly.
Weird.
You think it's beastly?
Yeah.
Beastly.
Let's see a picture of this one.
I was really infatuated and just kind of was like, yeah, okay, all right. That's pretty weird, but cool. And then
was this person hot?
I'll show you after.
See, this is the problem. We let hot people get away with weird stuff.
I think
someone needs to start telling hot people that not everything's okay.
I remember one time, though, I had
heard
to go
loud and clear.
I had to go to work, and I left her like in the vinegar bath, and then so I came back. She'd left in the evening, and she'd done like in a rom com, written on my mirror with lipstick a message to me, which so hard to get off your mirror after, like, and also she had spelt my name wrong, and we had been dating 4 months.
How did she spell your name?
M A Y. I know.
I'm speechless.
I know.
Well, I hate to ruin this conversation about apple vinegar, but we have a very special guest today that I feel like we should.
We do.
We cannot wait any longer because I'm on the edge of my seat.
We have been behind the scenes talking about this and the potential of this happening since the beginning, putting pressure on Tig to make this a
reality.
There
has been a lot of pressure on me.
Yes.
And I was willing to step in and ask if it didn't work out for you to ask.
I was not.
Yeah.
Because I don't know this person.
I do know
this person. But you've seen her in things.
Oh, I've seen her work. And I'm a deep fan, so this
Same.
Is huge.
Okay. Well, and here's what's fun. Not only, like, you put pressure on me, but guess what? Guess who else was putting pressure on her?
Who?
Her private chef.
No way.
Huge fan of Handsome.
No way.
Huge fan.
Can we? Okay. This might be a little forward. I know we haven't gotten to our guest yet. We know who it is. Should we ask her? If you want to follow up to see if we should come over for dinner at some point,
should probably see. If her chef wants to make Handsome dinner,
but at Jen's house.
Well, you just revealed who it is.
Well, it.
No,
I mean, it
people
isn't in
don't
the description.
Know. People don't. Well, nobody will know who Jen is until
That's
I
true.
Explain that it's Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Oh my God!
What an exciting day on the Handsome Pod.
You filmed with her.
I have.
You were in a very funny scene that I remember thinking, that was a great scene.
Office Christmas party. We had I like to call it iconic scene where I drove her in an Uber in an office Christmas party.
It won the People's Choice Award for best scene with electric chemistry.
I had met Jen a couple times. I also call her Jen, just so you know.
Where are people just meeting Jen?
Did a couple things. I sat beside her at Thanksgiving at Chelsea Handler's house.
Okay, nice.
Long time ago. And she was like, I was so starstruck. She's so pretty and so like the nicest freaking person.
Chelsea?
No. Yes, tall. And it was the only seat left, and I just started at Chelsea. Like, no one really knew who I was.
Oh my God.
She was like, I made the Greek salad. I'm like, I love salad.
Oh my God. You're like,
I mean,
that
was
my favorite thing on the table.
Crazy.
I love Greek people.
Oh my God.
She's Greek.
I know.
Yeah.
But and then she filmed a thing for this little after show thing we did. And then, did that movie with her. And then I would see her, you know, at press stuff.
Yeah. And then
She's
you guys
the
are proper pals. You're in morning show.
Yeah,
we
are like buds.
We are proper pals. I'm happy to tell you my origin story with
yes,
Jen.
Please.
We were both at a wedding in New Orleans. And this is what I was just saying to Jen the other night, that it's so crazy that we met in New Orleans. So we're at the wedding. her spouse partner was in the wedding.
Okay.
And so she was just like, hey, come sit by me. Because we had been talking briefly. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then we had such a nice time. And then at dinner, she was like, come sit by me at dinner. And I was like, yeah. And
yeah, because when you're, I mean, I guess we say Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
There's the big reveal.
I already said it.
Oh, you
yeah,
did?
You missed
yeah,
the
I
big
looked
reveal.
Right at the camera. I think I don't know which camera.
Did you? How did I miss yeah. that?
Well, because
I think I was still thinking about the apple cider vinegar bath.
Yeah.
When you're Jennifer Aniston, you can just move a place card and put
and the
someone
seating
else.
Arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sat by her.
I did, and we had such a fun time that weekend, and I left thinking, well, that was so fun, and
yeah.
she's so nice, mm-hmm. and but I wasn't thinking, I'm sure we're probably going to be pals.
Yeah.
And then I went out to lunch with my agent, and he was like, what went on with you and Jennifer Aniston last weekend?
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like,
you're like, what?
I said, we were at a wedding. What are you talking yeah. about? And he said, her agent called me and said, Jen wanted to work with you.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was so thrown off because I was just like, oh, that was just a fun
yeah.
Moment in time. And then, you
that's
know,
so
I think
nice.
Sometimes when people are as well known as Jen,
mm-hmm.
there can be those that, you know, just maybe you find out they're not as friendly
right.
or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then with her, I was like, Stephanie and I always marvel over just the kindness
mm-hmm.
that
oh,
she
I love
exudes
that. Oh, she's
with
the best.
Strangers, with fans, with
yeah.
friends, anyone that comes in her door, you know, she's
yeah.
just so, anyway. And then, yeah, working with her
mm-hmm.
Has been a real treat.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know why I didn't get her phone number. This is weird.
Well, I have never met her, but when Lisa Kudrow, who's my friend and the best, was promoting my show, Feel Good, she did like an Actors on Actors interview with Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Aniston said that I was beautiful.
Aww.
In the clip. We've never met. She was like, oh, yeah, and that person's like so beautiful. I isolated
that
the clip.
Is, yeah.
I went into iMovie. I isolated the clip.
Yeah.
I thought I sent the clip to everyone I knew. Yeah. It really, yeah. I wrote, I was high off
I
that
bet.
For a
That's
couple.
That's high praise. She did do an impression of me once. I think I isolated that video.
Oh,
That's really,
really
yeah. good.
What, did she nail it?
She did a very good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know her from Friends. You know her from the morning show. You know her. You love her. It is our dear friend, Jennifer Aniston.
It's Jen Aniston here. I love each and every one of you, by the way. I have to say that. And pardon the stain on my shirt. Okay, here's my question. Have you ever been to a psychic or a medium? Mediums talk to dead people. That said something that absolutely blew your mind. That you couldn't believe they got. Ungoogleable information. That is my question.
She's the best.
God, name a more likable person.
Come on.
I mean, she is very likable.
Yeah.
She just, she's gets more beautiful with age. I mean, I know we're gushing at this point.
Yeah.
From
I know
a
we
very
all have like
real place.
I'm actually gushing from menopause
oh.
right now.
Do you want to take the blazer
yeah,
off?
Yeah, I'm going to
take
yeah.
the blazer off.
Get it off.
Come on now. I like a psychic situation. I have not talked to one in a while, but there was a time in my life where, like, once every, like, 4 months, I called a psychic.
Once every 4 months?
Yeah.
What? Was it because you were
really
waiting on love kind of thing?
I think so,
Are
yeah.
you serious?
Yeah, I was really into it.
You're just like, where's Jax?
I was like, give me all the information you can.
And what were you saying to her? Like, who is my partner going to be or
yeah,
what can I
just
do?
Like, career was stuff was not happening. And
okay.
Love stuff was not happening, and it just kind of, you know, I need answers.
Was your psychic like, hey, fortune?
Yeah, like,
oh my God.
I got Christmas cards from the psychic.
No
for like,
way.
For like 3 years. I haven't done it
to lonesome fortune.
Honestly, since I met Jax, I have not talked to a psychic.
Hmm.
It's really weird that this question is coming now. It's a little spooky because I've just been DMing with a psychic medium who's a fan of Handsome Pod.
Whoa.
And it popped up and I followed her and then I DM'd. I was like, hey, do you have any sessions available? And she's super booked up, but yeah. I just liked her vibe. So my grandma went to see a psychic after her boyfriend died. And she was really like, I just want to talk to this love of my life. Mm-hmm. And it was in England, and it was this psychic medium who didn't charge. He was just like burdened by the gift. And oh. So I kind of trust that.
It a man?
It was a man.
Because I was just about to ask, are psychics ever men?
Definitely they are.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And she goes in and she sits down and he's like, okay, your father's here. And she was like, I don't want to talk to my father. I'm looking for my boyfriend. And her father died when she was like four or something. And he's like, yeah, your boyfriend's like busy, I guess, hooking up with someone else. Or he's like, your boyfriend's not here.
Or he's, you know, down there.
Oh, God. Fortune.
He didn't make it up there. You know
what I mean? Don't even talk like that. Oh, don't even God. Suggest such a thing.
Don't talk about my grandma's boyfriend like that.
Yeah.
I can't with you.
Then he could be down there.
So then he goes, you're...
Stop looking at me, Tig. Go on, May. I apologize. For Tig.
Tig's still keeping an eye on you.
He's in heaven. We know this.
Okay. And then the father's there. And then she's like, okay, well, I got nothing to say to my father. I barely knew him. And the psychic says, he wants me to tell you that he's sorry he yelled at you for when you brushed his top hat fabric the wrong way. Mm. And that's the only memory of her father that she had.
What?
How specific is that?
Oh, because he probably knew that. And yeah. She didn't want that. He didn't want that to be her.
Yeah.
Only memory and it be bad.
Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
That is wild.
He should be charging.
But
he's probably... That was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, this was your grandmother's experience with a psychic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because Jen's question was our experience with a psychic.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This one over here. This is in rare form.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. But it's always someone else with ghosts and stuff. It's always a friend.
Someone else always has a cool story. I'm trying to remember if there was a specific thing that, like, came true. I think I went so much that all that all the information just rolled together.
Yeah.
So when you would pop up, when you're like, hey, it's me again.
She's like,
anything
what
on the horizon?
It was on the phone.
Okay. It wasn't on Zoom or.
No, but this was pre-Zoom. This is a while ago. This would have been like 10 or 11 years
Skype.
Ago. Yeah, Skype, FaceTime.
How insane is it that Skype missed the boat?
I know.
Like, they were all teed up.
They were on the...
They were doing it.
Cutting edge.
And then a pandemic hits and Zoom's like, we got it.
Yeah, it's weird. That's a good point, too.
I miss it. I miss the sound. The beep, 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 beep.
Right? Yeah, I don't remember the sound, but it bothers me that Skype is like, we had it in the bag.
I know.
Like, wait, what happened?
I know. Well, since we're telling other people's psychic stories.
I shouldn't have.
I had heard an interview with Ellen.
Why are you pointing at me? You're gay too.
With Ellen.
You're gay too.
She did finger guns at you too.
Ellen did an interview once where she was told by a psychic about that she would get Finding Nemo.
No.
And that would be the thing that, like, turned everything around. And
but how is this a story Ellen told you? Or you read it in People magazine?
Ellen has told me no stories.
Because I have follow-up questions, but I feel like you don't have the answers.
I don't have the answers, so don't ask. It was an interview. I'm sure that I'm not making this up. That Ellen... Did I can't remember on what.
But even, who cares if you're making it up? Like, why are you telling?
This is like when you tried to tell us the whole plot of that Western TV show, but you were like, and then he's in his family. And
Because I honestly can't think of a specific thing a psychic told me. So I was like, well, I know someone. I don't like know her.
I just read it.
Who had that experience.
In the early 2000s, I think Ellen went to
it. Did. What if we show Ellen this episode and you're on here talking about...
It resonated with me because I remember thinking, God, I wish I knew who that psychic was.
So you could get
a role. So I could call and get a reading.
Get an animation gig.
Yeah. Hopefully mine's on the horizon. Now I don't have the need as much. Like I think I was looking for answers.
I want to talk to dead
relatives and friends.
I would like to talk to my grandmother.
Yeah, I would really like to do that.
The Long Island medium.
Yeah, the Long Island medium, and then also...
And she does it with an accent. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I have your grandmother here. Here's what she wanted you to know. Okay?
More, please. Yeah.
Your grandmother says you know that... That bottle on the counter, don't even worry about it. That happened. It wasn't your fault. You're good. She's great. And just wants you to have peace. Okay? You know what I mean?
I like when they go and they go to a stadium of people. I'm getting the letter R. Is there someone needs a letter R? And then
a thousand people.
What do you mean a stadium of people?
She goes on tour. They're like those mega churches. Yeah. And people go and they do like crossing over with John Edwards. Remember him?
Because people want to talk to the loved ones. Ugh.
Well, have I told you
lately that I love you?
Yeah. Hopefully. You have a story. This is good. Jenna, well, like this.
I have a story. I was booked on the Long Island Medium.
What?
Oh, wait, you did tell us that.
We did know this. Yeah.
Use the episode because everything
she said, I was like, no. I showed up. I was so newly in my relationship with Stephanie.
Yeah.
And Stephanie is so into psychics.
Yeah.
And mediums, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, this isn't totally my thing, but I love Stephanie and I want to go and do this.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I went so open.
Okay.
I really did.
Damn. But there's got to be.
I still want a reading with the Long Island medium.
Should we all do one?
Is she still on TV?
She's doing tours and stuff. I see her name on marquees.
Thomas, can you put that on the list? We
would like the Long Island medium to get in contact with us so that we could talk to one of our loved ones.
I won't repeat that story, but yeah, go into much detail about that. But it was
disappointing.
But ooh, this you might enjoy.
Okay.
I've talked to Jen's.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Because she has one.
She has someone that she goes to.
A lot of famous people have a psychic.
Have like a good one. Yeah. That doesn't advertise publicly. Like no. A good, yeah.
Because I think I heard in an interview.
Oh my God. You need to stop.
Jen got her psychic from Courtney.
I don't know where this person came from.
Maybe.
I get the...
And that's Courtney Cox.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get the detail. Then this is someone, a medium who can communicate with...
This is not a medium. This is a psychic.
Okay.
And Stephanie and I both did a session with this psychic.
What do you think?
I mean, even if it's not real, it gets you to think about yourself and your life. And I don't know, man. I think it's...
So wait, none of us have a story?
Well, I did have a psychic.
Wait, is this an interview you read with Drew Barrymore?
No, I did. My very first psychic ever.
Yeah.
I had just come out and she told me I was bisexual.
Oh, no way.
I was like, click.
First of all, I love the laugh you just did. Fortune just looked at me and went,
click.
Okay, girl.
So I was like, whatever you're going to say after this is kind of like, I don't know.
But like the government and CIA and stuff used psychics until like the 70s or 80s.
Oh,
like,
for serial killers.
Serial killers, like in wars. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Yeah. Like that book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, like, they were conducting psychic experiments until so recently, and then they just, I think it just got a bad PR and they stopped. Yeah, but
I love a psychic. I would go tomorrow if I knew of a good one. I don't trust the psychics with the neon signs.
Okay.
If you're that good.
If they have a crystal ball in the window.
Yeah. Because if you're that good.
Did I tell you about Psychic Sonia?
You don't need a neon sign.
Yeah.
In Toronto, Psychic Sonia, next time you're there, you got to go just to experience the charlatan, the fraudulent charlatan that Psychic Sonia is. You will die.
Is this like Miss Cleo?
You go on Dundas.
Famous?
No. Tiny little shop with a neon sign.
She's now famous.
Psychic Sonia's going to be huge. I went in with my best friend Joe, and we go in, and there's smoke. She's smoking inside, all the windows closed. And in the background, weirdly, she's watching a documentary exposing fake psychics. I don't know.
This is like...
I'm serious. It's...
In your psyche.
And then she's like, what do you want? Like, she's annoyed that we came in.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
She has to act like she doesn't want it.
She tells me business. I'm going to meet my husband in Australia. Mm. She's trying to establish my gender, like, the whole time, being like, and so you are... friends? What is this?
She's like, I really need to get to the bottom of all of this.
And then my friend Joe was like, I guess I want to know, like, people give me advice a lot and I try to, and sometimes I don't want to do what they say, but should I like listen to people more, like my friends? Yeah. She goes, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know, like, I don't drink hot beverages. I don't like coffee, and people are always like, drink. She's like, what do you mean you don't drink coffee? He's like, I don't know. She goes, you need to drink coffee every morning. 2 sugars, 2 milk. You need to drink coffee. And she's like, what do you drink? He's like, water, juice. I don't know. She's like, you got to drink coffee. She was like outraged. And then she said, your friends are not your friends. They're lying to you and they make fun of you behind your back.
Was that true?
She was a total crazy fraudster.
Oh.
And neon sign?
Neon sign, psychic sign.
Well, maybe she's not going to be popular now that...
I think people have to go for the experience because she was so full of contempt and disdain for us. Yeah. It was really remarkable. We recorded it.
Do you guys remember Miss Cleo?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw the documentary.
Oh. There's a documentary?
There is.
Is it good?
It's good.
What was her catchphrase? She was like Jamaican?
Yeah. Or
please don't do
or
it.
Or maybe she wasn't. Maybe she, I think I remember in the documentary. Wait, what happened?
I just said, please don't do it. I felt like
I'm nailing about to every accent.
Launch
you not
into
your Jersey.
I think that she maybe pretended to be Jamaican.
Oh that
no
was fake
way.
Too.
Yeah.
Wow.
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 What if psychic Sonya's
real anymore?
Yeah, her name might not even have been Sonya for real.
But not one of us have had a psychic experience that really stands out as being like, oh, they told me this thing and it. And did you know that like 3 weeks later that happened?
Mm. I do have one that I was present for, but wasn't for me.
Let's hear it. I'm all about that.
Okay.
Secondhand news.
Wait, wasn't that Miss Cleo's catchphrase? Let's hear it. I'm all about that.
There is a catchphrase, though.
Yeah, there is.
That can
what
be
is
a-
it?
Can we Google it?
Call me. Oh yeah, but I won't do the accent.
It's call me now, but but okay. I'm maybe 8. No, it's already falling apart. I'm 10, and okay. I'm with my dad, and we're in Brighton, that like seaside town in England. And there's like a pier, and it's the 90s, and kind of an old school pier still. And there's a little caravan that says mm-hmm. psychic, and it truly looks like it's out of The Wizard of Oz. And
my kids just watched that yesterday
for the first time.
No. Okay. And we actually went and saw The Wiz live production here in Los Angeles over the weekend.
Oh, I got to take.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so we go in and my dad's like, he used to be very mystical, but he's sort of become pretty pragmatic. And so we go in and sit down and there's this old man and he's looking at my dad's hand. He's like, you were a writer? My dad's like, yeah. And he's like, you were living abroad and then you've come back here because your mother's sick. And he's like, yeah, and which is true. And then he's looking at it and then he suddenly looks at me and goes, can you wait outside? I'm 10.
Oh wow.
And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, just step outside for a minute, I need to speak. And I go outside. My dad comes out 20 minutes later, white as a sheet.
Whoa.
And he has never told me what was said in there. He's just like, ooh. I don't want to talk. I don't know.
Oh my
know.
God, we've got to find
what,
out.
What was it? Am I going to get hit by a bus or something? Like,
I think at this point you're pretty good.
You
with
think
buses?
I'm good?
Yeah.
Well, people still get hit by buses.
I know, but
in their adult.
I think May's all right.
Yeah. What? How?
Yeah. Are you a psychic?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't want to tell you guys.
Misfortune.
Misfortune.
Call me now.
Call me later.
Wow.
Leave a message.
Well, clearly you said something that was. Really stuck.
Yeah, I don't know if
it
was like
you were here to tell us.
I don't know if it was a prediction of the future or like very accurate about the past, but it was I think spot on. And I looked for that guy. I went back in my 20s and obviously
disappeared.
Caravan's still there, and then
it's like
some charlatan. I love I get to say that word
charlatan
in this episode twice.
I love that.
Mm, I love you too. Should we hear Jen's response?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hopefully she'll have an actual
I know
experience.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, so the answer to that question for me is yes, I have. I spoke to a medium about 4 years ago. So much was coming through, but she said this one thing, a bunch of things that blew my mind, but this one was really incredible. She said, your mom could never compete with her first husband's dancers. So my mom's first husband, my brother's father, was a big band leader, and he always was having these affairs with women. And my mom was always sort of, you know, quiet and meek. And then she said, but he also wanted her to know that he never recovered from the death of his sister, who died in a plane crash.
What?
So I'm like, but that's so specific. So I call my brother, and I said, I also didn't know his father had a sister. That was the other thing. So I said to my brother, Johnny, did your father have a sister who died? So I don't say plane crash. I don't say anything. And then he goes, oh, yeah, Aunt Jane. Aunt Jane, she died in a plane crash.
No.
That's wild.
What?
Excuse me? Oh, Aunt Jane, yes, she died in a plane crash. Chills now, even repeating the story. So, yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I truly did get goosebumps.
Yeah. Same.
The specificity of dancers, plane crash.
All of it.
All of it.
I
want to go to that.
I mean, there's nothing where you're like,
I want to go to that medium.
Can we get that person's contact? And because I
maybe
would...
the night that the private chef makes his dinner. Jen was like, this. Asking a question that's come with a lot of strings.
Yes,
I think the easiest thing for us to do would be to move in, for the three of us to move in with our families and animals into Jen's house.
Her house.
And
yeah,
when
so
she's
yeah.
talking to her psychic, we could pop in the back and be like, what about Fortune's animated show?
Is my grandma coming through?
Maybe this is where our road trip should be too. Is
her house. Exactly.
Yeah.
The road trip could be to Jen's house.
What if I contact
Wait, the road trip is to Jen's house?
Yeah, that's not far.
We're going to take a road trip?
That's not far. Well, because the rest of the weekend we're going to be at Jen's house. Having a slumber party. That was a cool story.
What if we contact the medium? I talked to my dead grandmother, and she's like, why are you talking about my problem area on your podcast? And that's the one thing she's mad about.
My problem.
She might be upset about grandma's problem area.
We've talked a lot about grandma's problem area.
Your grandma's problem area.
Yeah, specifically.
I mean, that area is a real problem.
That's all to say, clearly we... would go to a psychic.
We're all open to it, it seems like. Yeah, and like I would love to.
If you're out there and you're a psychic.
Particularly a medium, I would really.
A medium.
You're
a medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my girlfriend had someone tell her that in a past life, she stole her best friend's wife. She was a guy, and her best friend had a wife, and the wife was in love with Parv in a past life. And then the best friend went off to fight in a war, And so then since then the psychic was like, that's why you feel you don't deserve love, and like you feel guilty about it, and you sort of shut yourself off from love because you feel like you betrayed your best friend in this past life. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you could say that to anyone, really.
I wonder what
but
I
that's
was
another the... story of someone else's,
someone
right?
Someone else, and it's not even a...
Yeah. Yeah.
it's on par.
I mean, I was the only one
on
that
par.
Really
on par.
Brought...
On par.
Oh, no, you brought...
What happened?
Well, yeah, I was going to say I was the only one that brought an actual story from a psychic. But then I realized you did
again?
Too. You were every month calling and going, where's my girlfriend?
Am I going to find love?
Am I going to be in an animated movie?
I'll call you in 4 months to check back up on this.
Hi, Fortune.
Do you have any other questions? Nope.
I just want my love to come home.
But it is funny with psychics when they're like, the words like coconut grove is coming to mind. Does that have any, you know, meaning to you? And you're like searching so hard in your brain, like coconut grove, like maybe coconut grove.
Like, I mean, my friend May's allergic to coconuts.
Yeah. And you're just like, reaching for any straw. Like, yeah, actually. That, yes, that does track. Coconut Grove, yes. What about it? That's the best part about psychics. You just want
you
it to
try
be,
and connect anything.
Yes.
And like, really, anything. All everybody wants to hear is like, they forgive you, they're happy, they're at peace, mm-hmm. you're like, nothing's your fault, and you're the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, excellent episode, my friends.
Oh,
what a
man.
Podcast.
What a podcast.
I don't know what else we can give.
Is this going to be our final episode in April?
We didn't make it past April. I do want you guys to know one thing, though, before we get into the end of the podcast.
Oh, okay. What? Oh, my God. What?
What is it?
Are you quitting?
Fortune, what
Fortune,
is it?
Fortune, I'm scared.
I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. Wait, how's the rest of the song go?
Oh my God.
Because you're there for me too.
When the rain starts to fall. And it's raining.
Guys.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It feels
God.
Kind of medium-y. And
it feels, I got goosebumps.
I didn't.
I also
I
genuinely
bet you
thought.
Never thought that life would.
Oh, she's
Fortune, come
today.
On.
Your friends a joke. Wait, your job's a joke? You're broke. Your friends are.
Thank okay. you. We have your
gone
headshot
away.
Resume. Thank
I
you.
I always beat my pants.
Not on my couch. Fortune.
Like, it was so close. I'm good. I'm okay. I did it.
Okay. Oh, and you God. Sing that like somebody's grandmother in church.
I don't know the words.
I know, but the
I'll be there for you because you're there for me too.
Thank you, grandmother. And thank you to Jen for that awesome question. And
thank you, Jen.
Incredible
thank you
answer.
So much.
One ridiculous. Of the coolest answers
yeah.
we've had.
Yeah, yeah.
That,
yeah.
May, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Buttholes.
Hey!
I'd like to always plug, just go on my Instagram. You can see I'm always at Largo and, you know, around the town.
Yeah.
I'm on a podcast called Handsome.
Yeah.
Check that out. Yeah.
I feel like my new special might be out.
Always.
Yeah.
Hello Again.
Yeah.
On Amazon. And I'm going around Los Angeles doing my new material at Largo and Dynasty Typewriter.
The title of your special, I can so hear in your voice, too.
Hello
like,
Again.
Or like, hello again. I don't know. I can just hear it.
I don't even say it.
Hello you don't again. Say it in the whole...
Well, I don't want to blow it,
okay,
but
okay,
yeah,
okay,
I don't
okay,
say
okay,
it
okay,
in
cool.
the whole special.
Do you say it like, hello Newman? Hello Newman.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, sure.
What is hello Newman?
You know, from Seinfeld.
Oh, well...
Anyway, Fortune, you got anything
I've never
to
seen Seinfeld.
Are you serious?
I have never
I haven't
seen
watched
Seinfeld.
A lot of it either.
Yeah.
What?
I've only seen like maybe 4 Seinfeld episodes.
This is crazy.
I
also,
one.
I like, I didn't want, like, I feel like
two
I know
one.
Every beat of the Friends theme. Like, it was,
oh,
I, was
yeah,
I was trying really hard not
I
to jump in.
I assumed you probably knew the whole song.
I was like,
oh, wait, can you sing the theme song to Morning Show?
I have it in my head.
Well, that's
it sounds
help
like
us.
A do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
You know, it's like, yeah, it's it. Like the song.
No, that's it.
The song's like,
you got it.
Please, can someone on social media take the audio clip of Fortune doing that and put it over the title credits?
Yeah.
I have it in my head. Yeah. But the song's so unique that I can't wrap my head around how exactly it goes.
Or you could put the Friends intro at the beginning of the morning show.
I really need someone to do this with both of the
switcheroo.
Yeah. Life, did anyone tell you life was
oh no,
gonna be this way? I can do the Broadway version.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Did anyone tell you life was gonna be that way?
Oh my God.
Second gear.
Oh yeah, second gear. That's in there. I'm on the last leg of my comedy tour, the Live, Laugh, Love tour. I don't know if anybody like Jen wants to come to a show.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Okay.
You can go to my website, fortunefeature.com, to see if I'm at a city near you.
I'll just go to it when I miss you. Just go to the website.
I appreciate that.
I'm also at tignotaro.com.
We have great, handsome merch.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we ever.
Pretty Little Lady sweatshirts, handsome t-shirts, stickers, little cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travel mugs.
I'm loving seeing
tumblers,
them out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to handsomepod.com to get any of that. And people were tagging us before the last holiday saying they were so pumped because they ordered their loved ones merch.
Yeah, and start ordering now for Easter.
Yeah. Yes, Easter's a big,
huge gift giving.
Hollywood.
Yeah, and also it's really important to know that you should subscribe. Click the subscribe button.
Please.
And review us. Give us 5 stars. Yeah. Share this episode.
Especially after this episode.
I mean, this is Jennifer Aniston.
And it does not get better than that.
Yeah, there's some hot off the press secondhand anecdotes about celebrities we read interviews.
We've told so many stories about other people's psychic experiences. It's just a good time. I feel good when I'm around you guys.
Yeah, I feel good.
Till next time.
That's right. Yeah. Keep it handsome.
Handsome is hosted by me, Mae Martin, Tig Notaro, and Fortune Feimster. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com and please follow us on social media @handsomepod.
What a podcast!
Hey, handsomes. I just wanted to take a quick second on behalf of myself, Mae, and Thomas to wish our great pal, the very handsome, the very hilarious Tig Notaro, a happy belated birthday. She just celebrated a couple of days ago, so we wanted to give her some love, and you too can still celebrate our favorite pretty little lady with an exclusive OK Dyke Tig sticker that's only available until this Thursday, March 28th. If you go to handsomepod.com, you can pick it up with any order, and you do not want to miss this sticker. It's so cool. It's that picture of Tig with the long hair fixing the tire. So good. You're the best, Tig. We love you. Happy birthday, my friend.